Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, one minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Dimitri.
I am Saudi, and you are Saudi.
I'm Johnny.
I'm Alan.
Alan seems surprised. He's surprised at that. Alan.
I think I'm Alan.
I think Alan took a nap.
I think so too, yeah.
In between episodes.
Well, you rebooted this morning. It's like Memento. He doesn't remember what he did yesterday. So
I have to tattoo everything I said from the previous minute.
This minute begins with the doctor on screen and ends with Ethan getting the extraction plan started.
Dr.
I'm not going to say it anymore. He's just the doctor. He's dead anyway. RIPD. He's gone. As we say, I'm sorry, you're sorry. I love his accent. We get full pipes of the accent. We get the Atlanta. I just love his cadence on this.
He's very Dracula, his accent.
It's, you know? Very.
Of course, oceans of time.
And then he's like, Dimitri, do you remember where I work? You have to pick me up there. So maybe check a recent W-2 form because you might not know. I mean, he doesn't say, he's like, come to Australia, Sydney, and pick me up. He didn't say where he is.
He doesn't have to say. Dimitri already knows.
Does he? They didn't know he was making this bomb or this genetic bomb, so I don't think IMF's been keeping tabs on him.
That's a secret. A secret plan.
It's a secret plan that no one knows about.
Only Moose and Squirrel.
Oh, God.
Only Moose and Squirrel.
If you just ask someone, say, where's the Russian person that's in Australia? There's only four of us, and three of them are mimes. So you should be able to find me. Very easily. By the way, Ethan, while I have your attention, Ethan, I made a real mistake making this virus in Australia, which is 20 hours away from basically everything. Whatever you do, don't put it on a DVD and play it back. This should never be played that way. Also, I'm just riffing. I have no idea what I'm going to say next.
Is it weird that they dropped this little fact, though, about the 20 hours? Is that supposed to be that we
from the beginning,
a sudden realization halfway through the movie, like, oh, that's how long it incubates. Oh, my gosh. I remember he said that in the video way back when Hannibal Lecter was talking to Ethan.
No, he says it on the plane because Gradsky, his partner in this, he talks about the fact that he's already, once you have it for 20 hours, there's no going back. So we've already got our MacGuffin of you only get 20 hours and then it's incurable.
That's immediately what I thought when they were like, you only have 20 hours. They're like, okay, so the gestation period, like that's.
Because he puts it into himself. Because that's the only way he can smuggle it out of his office is literally to inject himself with it and then leave the office.
Why are y'all doing that? Why? No. No, but it's like, just punch yourself in the wrist. No, it's like, okay, you can't fly from Australia to your destination within the gestation period. Why on earth are you injecting yourself with this thing?
Somebody
that
was
you
too
created?
High on cocaine.
Oh, Ethan, one more thing I forgot. I'm sorry again. I keep forgetting things and then I remember them, so I tape them separately. This is my log number 3.0. Just so you know, I accidentally already injected myself and have not thought this through, so I need to fly in a very fast plane.
So I did it like 4 hours ago. So in a nutshell, we're screwed.
Oh, also, I forgot and did it before I made this video. So I'm having to do this video very quickly. I should have done it after. I was not thinking. Ethan, BT Dubs, I have low blood sugar.
BT Dubs, I need a snack. You bring saltine crackers, lollipop to me.
I have no money, no cash. So I need you to bring small things like a Ritz or Cheez-It. Or
just one cheese it though.
Why one? But a giant one. Do they have like at the airport, like the Toblerone, like the giant duty free Toblerones? Do they have a cheese it that is one cheese it? And Ethan just watching the video, just like, man, he's asking for a lot of weird stuff. What's happening here?
Well, now I know why his face looks so pained. Because when they pan back to him as he's watching the video and stuff, he's making these like Tom Cruise is making these like pains, like I'm really super acting right now.
He's faces. Making the where do I find a 3-foot Jesus?
Yeah, basically.
It's like he's like a gremlin, you know. Basically, he's going to fly over different time zones. Can't feed him after a certain time. Don't get him in the sunlight. No water. He has to be home by 20 hours. Things like that, you know, just little things.
And that's the first thing that Ethan says is that this is we can't. Ethan's in plan mode. I beg you. He starts spitballing right away with I keep calling him Steinbeck. It's Swanbeck.
Yeah, Swanbeck.
The Swanbeck. And he's like, well, we got to get him. Can't fly commercial. And we're all like, uh-oh. Well, that's exactly what he did. Do you think Ambrose did that? We can talk about this again in future minutes also, but did Ambrose do it because he wanted to murder a bunch of people?
Yep.
He could have just flown in he could have done the same thing, though, in a private jet, right?
No, probably not, because it would have been like
3 staff members or something.
Yeah, they couldn't fake it as much?
No, they couldn't fake it as well.
Okay, they needed the anonymity of a larger plane.
Yeah.
Because the pilot is in on it, so he had murdered the other pilot.
Yeah,
so,
when you think about it, you want a major disaster where you can hide the needle in the haystack. You can't have a private jet with a manifest of only 3 people or 5 people and that be it. I mean, it'd be too easy to track down what's going on.
Oh, Ethan, one more thing. There were no needles. It was a pneumatic spray that sprays into my...
Okay.
It's not... There are no needles.
I have a question. I have a question. Since I've never seen this movie, on the plane,
do you have any idea what the hell he's talking about?
Is the virus airborne?
No, it is in his bloodstream. It is not
airborne until 20 hours later.
Literally, you we'll learn later. We haven't even learned this yet.
Sorry.
You explode. Your every blood vessel in your body ruptures and it becomes airborne.
You're like a blood geyser.
Yeah.
Ethan, one last thing. One PPS. In case you're wondering, I become a blood geyser in now 19 hours, 27 minutes. Oh, because I actually spent a little more time. I had to go get a Coca-Cola before I recorded because I get dry mouth and I make that weird smacking noise with my mouth. A lot of mouth stuff. So I had to do that. I was trying to be nice to you. So, Dimitri, in case you're wondering.
So, really, they become biological versions of IEDs.
Yes. They're basically, just blood bombs.
Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
Wow. This is a horrible script.
Why? That's at least scary. It's the fact that they blew the guy up in the Rocky Mountains.
There's this thing called science and biology, and I don't know of a virus that makes your literally explode.
Sure. Ebola, you don't explode, but you rupture.
Ebola, you don't. Well, you also have to think about the dilation. It has to happen quickly, like a rapid blood vessel dilation.
What the hell are you talking about? Are we talking about science right now,
science.
Johnny?
We're talking about science right now. So you have to like have enough of a rapid expansion to cause like that gas buildup in your system to explode in a violent capacity.
Dilation, hellfire. What the hell are you talking about? That's John Wick, in case you're wondering. That's how he talks.
Yeah, that's John Wick's voice.
Yeah.
I just think it strains credulity right now.
Oh, that should be the name of this episode, Straining Credulity. and then we'll use that name like 6 more times. Strain Credulity, Chapter 2. This is not how motorcycles work.
Boogaloo.
This is not how jumping works. This is not how
physics works.
You can't jump off a moving motorcycle when it's in the air. You can't kick a gun like that out of the sand. There's lots of this movie has a lot of pro.
It's so bad.
It's so good.
I love it. No, I love this movie.
I love it too, but not because it's like awesome. I love it because it's just it's just ridiculous. Yeah, don't watch this one first, John.
No,
although you kind of are.
I mean, I watched 5 minutes of it, but I feel like I honestly get the gist of it now. Anyway.
There's some good acting later, and there's a random Australian later. I can't even tell you his name. Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Is that just what every random Australian is named to you?
There's only they're all named Liam
or Crocodile.
Oh, like
yeah.
Hey, my son's named Liam. He's not Australian. Maybe
that we know of.
He did sound British when he was little. He sounded British, so you know he could be.
And the minute ends with, if you didn't want to go anywhere without me. And so Ethan's figuring out. I'm wondering at this point, since Swanbeck hasn't told him anything, does Ethan think this video has just come to them?
Yes, that's exactly what he's thinking.
He's thinking he's being briefed on, but he was briefed when he was in Utah, climbing the mountain, about this job.
But not like it was coming, like he didn't know what the job was actually.
How long has taken place between, I bet you more than 20 hours has taken place since he was rock climbing and now. He rock climbed, went to Seville, Spain, had sex with Naya, drove around stuff.
Well, at least 24 hours has happened since that rock climbing thing.
At least 24 hours and 7 minutes. That's what I'm betting. Because he got 7 minutes for sex. And then, is that not right?
That long?
That's not how Tom Cruise works, man.
Oh, shorter? Okay.
No, longer, probably.
Oh, okay.
He needs to hunt, remember? Come on.
Ten minutes. Good Lord.
He's like 8 and a half at least.
Dimitri, in case you're wondering, when you make love to a woman, make sure it's more than 7 minutes. That's a pro tip from me, Dr.
I suggest you wait till daylight savings and you spring ahead. So when you say it was only 6 minutes, you could say it was an hour and 6 minutes. Yes.
Both, you can spring ahead both physically and temporally.
Look, honey, it was an hour after we started. Look, it just changed.
Dimitri, all I remember was those winters in Russia were cold. And you and I spent many time. I was sorry. You were sorry. We did some things we're not proud of.
It's amazing what the vodka makes you do.
Or maybe we were proud of it. Hey, no problem. We don't care. We're not going to disparage it. We're two grown men. We can do what we want. Can you imagine just the video still going? And it's just stream of consciousness.
And Tom Cruise is trying to like reach over there and slam the lid down on the laptop. Like, we got enough.
We don't need any more of that.
Commander Swanbeck has left to get a hoagie.
There's like a cut. And he goes, sorry, I had to edit that out. Where were we?
My dog walked in.
Take 3.5. I have 10 more hours left. I will probably die now.
This doesn't look very good.
I should have thought this through.
we tried to figure it out. Any commercial flight takes 18 hours, and even the private planes, they go faster, but it's not a good amount. It's like 16 hours. It's in with traffic. And
it's not like the Concorde was around anymore. I mean,
Atlanta's a hard thing to drive in. I mean,
I'm imagining him exploding in like customs.
Yeah. Well, Dimitri, I don't feel so good.
Have you guys ever flown into or know anything about Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport here in Georgia?
Yeah,
it's monstrous.
It's insane. It's like
you're not going to get from your gate to the front of the freaking either north or south concourse in less than 45 minutes. I mean, it's like an hour just if you're domestic, not even going through customs. I mean, it's at least
Dimitri,
2-3
hours.
I'm
not going to be domestic. It's going to be very foreign.
Well, I mean, foreign customs, bananas.
Yeah, you should never bring bananas through foreign customs.
Yeah, exactly.
They specifically say don't do that. Dimitri, in case you didn't know, FYI, Australia, lousy with bananas. I will bring you some. But remember, meet me at my job. Okay. Let's sum up, Dimitri. Come to Australia. Find me. Maybe get taxi cab or Uber. No Uber yet. It's only 2000. Okay.
Limo.
Limo. I would like a limo. Also, you'll have to book my flight. Business economy plus.
Lord.
I like the extra leg. Oh, we talked about this. The leg room on that plane was insane.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
They had the normal 4 feet in front of their seat to the next one. You know, like planes do. And,
No, but I like what Johnny said. This whole minute is Tom Cruise going,
oh, Johnny. Right,
I need to concentrate.
I thought you were talking about, I'm so gun shy because Dave Palace calls me John and no one else does, that when you said Johnny, I thought you decided my name was going to be Johnny. And I'm like, you know, it's actually not that bad. It's kind of a cool name. And they're like, oh, wait, I have Johnny on right now.
I'm talking about Johnny, because she actually brought this up.
Who's Johnny?
Who's Johnny?
God. I'm just a ghost. It's fine.
I was waiting for that 25.
what I keep watching is Tom Cruise. It's sort of like the Joey Tribbiani school of acting. Real hard math problem in my head, and it makes it look like I'm concentrating and then really hard.
He smells the fart acting too.
The fart acting, is that what that is?
Yeah, you smell the fart. You kind of put your nose up and kind of
look around like, who did it?
Oh my God, that's like Chris Evans when he's playing Captain America. Like every scene he comes on, it looks like he smelled something like weird.
That's one of the Joey Tribbiani things. It's do the math problem, and then the fart acting. Those are his two big.
Well, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, he just, okay, I know I'm supposed to be listening to dialogue. I don't know if the dialogue's even being read to me right now while we're filming me, so I've just got to concentrate really, really hard.
And it seems like Hopkins is like not moving too much. Like he's still like waiting for the glass to come down. He's like, okay, where are we putting the glass so I can be Hannibal again? I'm confused.
He's barely in this movie. He was only on, what was it? His shooting schedule, like 10 days.
I don't even think it was that much.
It was barely anything. So these scenes are all of his scenes are just like,
dude. Yeah, these scenes are probably shot in between him going from his last movie to the Hannibal set, so. That's probably why he's in Hannibal character already.
Well, his accent sucks.
By the way, speaking of, did you know, or did you already bring this up, that Ian McKellen was initially given the opportunity to play this role before Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, we talked about it.
But what's interesting is that, like I said, Tom Cruise had such a hard-on about getting Ian McKellen in a movie that he tried to get him in, like, this and Minority Report and War of the Worlds and like three or four other movies. And he just
Dimitri, sorry to interrupt. I heard you say hard on. Were you talking to me? By the way, this is not a DVD. It's a two-way Skype, in case you're wondering. I can
10
hear
years
you.
Before Skype is around, yeah.
I can hear you. Also, invest in Skype. Trust me. It's going to be huge. It's going to suck, but it's going to be huge.
Well, I think it's amazing, and if you've already talked about it, but I do know that had Ian McKellen agreed to it, he would have not been cast as Gandalf, which is my all-time favorite movie, The Lord of the Rings. I think that's just a magnificent film, all three
and together. And then Nicolas Cage would be Gandalf.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Oh.
That would have been good.
That would have been good.
Famous Brit.
Yeah.
You shall not pass.
So, like, you can't pass, because you can't.
He would have been screaming his Gandalf the whole time. Would have been awesome.
Dimitri, remember my safe word? It's Gandalf. In case you forgot, that's what it was. Callback.
Gandalf.
When we made love in Siberia. Never mind. I'm sorry. You're sorry. Let's move on. All right. Take of the app. Here we go. Let's figure something out. And go. We're deep within the bowels of tech of the app. Let's figure this out. I'm going to put Alan on the spot first.
All right. I'm going to go with a technique in lighting. I love the backlight on Anthony Hopkins because it really frames the side of his face, give him that nice hard edge while he's sitting there pensively listening. I think it's a great light design effect.
Yep. We definitely love dolly shots, effects, lighting. Any setup of camera work, we're big camera nerds, so we love it. I'm sorry. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
How about you, Chris?
Any idea what the hell he's talking about?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Tom Cruise's fart acting. It's quite good.
How am I going to put that on a T-shirt? We'll figure that out. I'm going to go with Tom Cruise's wet eyes. It's basically just lighting, like a ring light or some sort of. Looks like there's two light sources.
Two lights.
It's torches. They're torches, but I bet you when they're shooting him, they're not torches because that would be.
No, it's got to be like 1K babies or something like that in his face.
What about you, Johnny?
Sure. Tom Cruise's eyebrows.
Glad we waited on that.
So his eyebrows are my tech of the ep because. They're pulling the weight of this movie right now.
They can hold the weight of this movie. They're so heavy and thick.
They are very thick with two C's. That's how thick.
He does do the furrowed brow. So
furrow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So his eyebrows. Awesome.
That's actually not bad. I like that.
Yeah.
Now we're all trying not to talk over her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is perfect. These are all great tech of the apps. Johnny, Alan, thank you so much for being on today. I think we've done a great job of kind of summing up this minute. There's not a lot. This minute didn't have a lot going on other than facial features, but I think we were able to find, we were able to talk about it almost 30 minutes. That's crazy. So until tomorrow, we'll talk about minute 28. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Alan. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Why can't you guys get this right?
All right, Johnny, you first.
I've been Johnny.
And I'm Alan.
This minute will self-destruct in 5 seconds.